words. There's very little of my own in here. The only words I've kind of put in are I's, and's, to's. There's no nouns, adjectives, or anything like that. It's purely other people's words. So it's not my poem. I've just been the curator. I hope you enjoy it. The sort of hashtag we used, and that formed the name of the poem, was Collected Poem. So it's a poem about collections and collecting. It'll be on that wall a little bit later. If you like it, could you come talk to me? But this is it. So yeah, Collected Poem. My collection started, as most things tend to do, by mistake, by coincidence, or some combination of the two. They were a most beautiful set of old boot soles found on the beach. Vintage garments, these waifs and strays, uniquely coloured, and with each subsequent addition to my collection, I daydream of what adventures the items have seen, as each one has a story to tell us about where they have been. Lost in a loft, I find a childhood in boxes, stamps, bookmarks, toy soldiers, baseball caps, comic books, grudges and goosebones, amusement tokens like tantalising teas, CND badges and ballet prizes, minor limb injuries, grazed knees and raw rubbed elbows. I collected, I'm not sure why, sachets of sugar and of salt, scrapbooks of memories, a file of facts of facts, presented as evidence that it was always a little sister's fault, and books on precious stones, wildlife, dreams, giraffes and the pet shop boys. My handwriting progressing in each school exercise book, and a poem, even, in one. I collected giant crows. I kept them in a tree. I had quite a murder, till they went and murdered me. Miles of lush, hilly language to roll sunburned memories down, like marbles, hundreds of them hidden in an old lace pull-string bag, the smell of which makes a place feel like home. My wide magpie eyes reflect in snow globes and china dogs on recollections of kettle drums and frogs and anything to do with Michael Jackson. Now I come across a fairly eclectic collection of birds' eggs and discarded heart meds, archiving loss, toiletries smelling of dust and lavender, blank canvases, novelty erasers all wrapped up, unused, tablecloths, pencil leads and egg cups, all just waiting for their moment to come. But happy memories too. A shoebox of silly notes, postcards, clippings and quotes. A bus butter all his life and collected matchbooks too. Thousands from every hotel he stayed in, though he only ever went abroad once. These balloon strings tied to memories, these fragments of the lost. Like dipping into the drawers at the Natural History Museum, I discover a phase during my undergraduate years, when I collected smiles, cracked frowns, smart retorts, plates, saucers, cups and bowls from the 1950s, patent leather shoes and delicate knitting patterns,